Catching up with Jason from Woodland Firearms in Berga. Jason, it sounds like we got some Keweenaw Bay ice fishing to talk about.
Yeah, a little bit.
All right.
All time.
Glad to have you on here today to tell us about it. I heard that, you know, you got to be real careful how far up the bay you're going, how far north on the bay. But it sounds like there's at least 4 or 5 inches at the head of the bay anyway.
Yeah, I guess there's a solid 4 inches. I know there's a few guys getting kind of risky and heading out by the whitefish hole, but I don't recommend that where it's open water. Mm. But yeah, there's 4 or 5 inches of decent ice out there. And hopefully we can make it through this weekend. If we do, we should be looking pretty good in the next week with some cold weather coming. They seem to be getting some splake out there. They're using some shiver minnows, and I'm selling a lot of medium shiners. So, yeah, it's been promising.
Well, that's good to hear. What kind of live bait are you selling?
Well, we got 5 different types of minnows. We got small fatheads, medium golden shiners, walleye suckers, and pike suckers. But out on the bay, it seems to be the medium fatheads and the medium golden shiners are the top sellers, and probably number one seller would go to the shiners.
Now, are you seeing anybody coming in buying any single legs or wax worms or stuff like that, wigglers?
We special order wigglers, but we just don't sell a lot of them. That's more of a Lake Ogeebic thing. But wax worms, we do have them, and we do sell a lot of them also. They're topping them shiver minnows with a waxy Swedish pimples with the wax worms. I guess them are working pretty good with wax worms or a minnow.
Do you happen to hear anything about the size or color of those pimples?
Like a 5 or a 6, and it was gold with glow strip on it is what I heard. That was one guy. He said he was doing really well on it, topping it with a medium fathead. So.
All right, Jason, well, that's great news, and let's hope this really warm weather coming specifically on Sunday doesn't deteriorate the ice too much. I don't think it will if it's only one day, but you never know, I guess. Be careful out there. And then next week, it looks like we got some good ice-making weather coming. I would actually like to get back with you and talk about Huron Bay and Portage up by Chassel if we can get a little more time from you for our next outdoor report.
Yeah, no problem, Adam.
Jason from Woodland Firearms in Berga. Stay tuned. We'll get back on that Berga County, Houghton County report right here on The Outdoor Show.